obviously kind of an expected situation there to come in, but how did you kind of just approach having to go in there and cover some innings like that?
Yeah, no, I knew going into it I was going to have to cover some innings, and I was going to give everything I got. I'm going to try to fill it up.
You've gone multi-innings in the past, obviously. It seemed like you were getting along in a rhythm pretty quickly there. Did you feel like you were kind of in a rhythm?
No. I mean, from pitch one, I felt pretty good. It kind of brought me back to when I was a starter a couple years ago. Everything felt good.
When you have to warm up quickly like that to get in, what's the key to just getting ready to go like that fast?
Being in the bullpen, like, you kind of used to getting warmed up ready regardless of what the situation is, whether someone's got to come out in first or you got to go out there in the seventh. It's kind of the same, too.
How did you
sort of
navigate that
line? I listened to Murph is what I did. He called a big game back there, and defense was great, so, everything kind of worked out.
Obviously, seeing a guy like Frankie go down is never a good thing, but kind of just a good feeling seeing that happen.
The phone rings in the first inning, you're hoping everything is fine. This is your first out. You're hoping that the starter that just came out is good. You're hoping for the best. After that, I was hoping to kind of fill his footsteps and do some what Frankie would do.
You started and you were even pretty bad with the Rays. How do you sort of classify or characterize yourself as a pitcher? Like, what role do you pitch in?
Honestly, kind of whatever they ask me to do. This year so far, I've had to come in and get one out or two outs, whatever it is. Come in and get four innings. Just kind of whatever they need. Thanks, awesome.